This is a download from LBC 97.3. You can hear the whole show uninterrupted from just £2 a month, along with an archive and a load of stuff you won't hear on the radio. Any competition heard in this podcast is not active and not available to enter.
Is there such a thing as school phobia? And what an appropriate question as the time comes up to exactly 6 minutes after seven. Set your clock, your watch and your mobile phone, and if you're getting ready to try and encourage your children out from under their duvets, out of their bedrooms, out into a very dark morning and off to school, complete with rugby boots or hockey sticks or whatever it might be, if they don't want to go to school, is it just they don't want to go to school, which is completely natural most or a lot of the time for kids, let's be honest about it. They'd rather stay at home, play with their friends, play Nintendo, play the fool, play truant, play anything they can than go to school. That's normal, isn't it? Or is there such a thing as school phobia? Well, one local authority has had to apologise for taking one particular teenage pupil to school, and now, bizarrely, will have to write a letter apologising unreservedly to the parents of the child, I suppose, get that in a way, but also to all the other parents of the pupils at the school. We can't name the child, but their education bosses who prosecuted the teenager's parents for allowing him to play truant have to go ahead with these apologies. The youngster missed months of lessons because he became anxious about going back to his secondary school in Suffolk following an illness. The boy claimed staff made sarcastic remarks when he tried to attend classes, one telling him to sit on a chair when he asked where he should sit. That seems fair enough. When I was at the school I was at, if you'd asked where you'd sit, you'd have been lucky to just be told on a chair. On your backside and quit would have probably been the response to me. The teenager's failure to regularly attend prompted his school, in conjunction with Suffolk County Council, to take his parents to court for condoning truancy. They could have gone to prison. They could have had a £2,500 fine. But the case turned very differently. Magistrates dismissed it, and now a tribunal has ruled the council discriminated against the boy in launching the prosecution. The education bosses say they failed to take account of the boy's mental condition. Council says it might rule. But apparently now the courts accept there is such a thing as school phobia. So if your son or daughter this morning does not want to get out of bed on a cold, dark November morning and go to school, possibly because they haven't done their homework, there could be such a thing as school phobia. Acknowledged education commentator and expert Professor Chris Woodhead was Chief Inspector of Schools in England from 1994 until 2000. Professor, do you believe this?
No, I don't. I think that there are, as you say, Nick, an awful lot of children who would rather not go to school. I think it's the responsibility of parents to get them to school, and I think it's the responsibility of teachers to teach lessons in an interesting and exciting way, to make school as attractive as it can be. And if there is a child who has got whatever anxiety this boy or might have, then it's the responsibility of the school to do something about that anxiety. But the notion that there is a condition called school phobia which prevents kids from getting to school, I think is nonsensical. I also think that it's a recipe for disaster, in that we've got a huge problem with truancy in this country, and if the children and some parents can think that they can go to a psychologist or to a doctor and argue that the child has got a medical or psychological condition, then it's going to make that huge problem even worse.
And the problem possibly at this school in Suffolk now, Professor, because this will become well known, you wouldn't want to be the head teacher or indeed some of the teachers trying to control the classes now, perhaps?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, it's often the case. It's exclusion from school. That is when a kid gets expelled, if you like, temporarily or permanently, and then the school governors or the courts or the local authority overturn the school's decision, and the child has to come back into the school. That, of course, makes it even harder for the school to maintain standards of discipline. So too is truancy. I mean, the school, this local authority, was trying to ensure that every parent in Suffolk knew that it was essential that their children were got to school. And if we now have the court saying that, oh, no, if the child has got school phobia, then it's fine, they needn't go to school, I think, as I say, that's a recipe for disaster. A national problem is going to be exacerbated even further.
Professor, if you wouldn't mind just staying where you are, just get someone else with a contrasting view. In 10 after 7, the time, Dr. Nigel Blagg is a psychologist, also author of the book School Phobia and Its Treatment. How do you know if your child is school phobic, Doctor?
Well, I think, first of all, it's very important to distinguish between school phobia and truancy. With the truants, and they're by far in the majority, That's a voluntary skipping of school. There isn't any associated fear or anxiety. And often it's part of an antisocial pattern of behaviour with delinquent behaviours. But school phobia, typically the school phobic, and there's not many of them, they are, say, one in 100 in each school, in their school life. One in 100 children probably may develop those symptoms in their school life. They suddenly experience extreme fear and anxiety, even panic, sometimes symptoms of depression. They usually come from they're usually very well-behaved children, often from protective, cohesive families who value education. And they're at home with the knowledge of their parents, not like truants who are off on the streets somewhere.
That's just anxiety. That's just anxiety, Doctor, isn't it?
Sorry?
That is just anxiety, that perhaps you haven't got your work up to a proper level, perhaps you haven't done your homework, perhaps there's a teacher actually you don't like. You're quite frightened of a teacher. I had that as well. I wasn't school phobic, I was just
a little bit anxious. I quite agree that minor anxieties are a normal part of life, and you only talk about school phobia when the anxieties become extreme.
But I don't get it. Where does it trip over to having a phobia?
Well, it's when it becomes involuntary and extreme, and if you try and take the child to school, they exhibit panic symptoms and can even become quite tyrannical, kicking and screaming.
Doctor, there will be hundreds of children, possibly thousands of children, up and down the land this morning who don't want to go to school. If we're going to decide that suddenly there's a phobia, how on earth are the parents going to cope? Indeed, how are the teachers going to cope?
Well, I would say there are many children who don't necessarily want to go to school, and I have said that school phobia is a very specific condition. Well, first of all, it's very important that it's established exactly what the problems are, because with school phobia, it's not one condition. There can be fear of anxiety about leaving the mother or the home. There can be a specific worry about something in school, like PE or games.
Being ridiculed,
being bullied.
I had all of that. I was a big lad. I didn't really get going in sports and PE until we started playing rugby. The idea that I had to climb up a rope was a nightmare, but you get on with it. Doctor, please, I will come back to you in a second. Professor, have you been won over?
No, I'm afraid I've not. I mean, I accept that, of course, that there are some children who are depressed, who are anxious, who've got huge mental problems, and those children sometimes cannot go to school. But to say that they can't go to school because they've got a phobia about school, I think, is a very, very dangerous move, because it encourages truancy. I think if a child has got mental problems, then those mental problems have got to be dealt with. If a child doesn't want to go to school, then the school has got to do all it can, and so has the parents, to get the child to school. To say that the child need not go to school because the child is school phobic, I think it's going to do the child no good, it is going to do schools no good, and ultimately, as other parents and children realise that this is a bandwagon that they can jump on, it's going to make a serious problem even more serious than it is at the present moment.
Thanks for your time, Professor Chris Woodhead. Last word then to Dr. Nigel Black, the psychologist and author of that book. I'll mention it again, School Phobia and Its Treatment. Let me put that point to you. This is, in a way, could encourage truancy, Dr. Black.
Well, I have to... Ironically, I agree with Chris Woodhead about what he's saying, in that all children need to go to school, in my view. It's an important socialising experience as well as an educational one. And ironically, the treatment studies with school phobia, this particular group of highly anxious children, emphasises that the quicker you get back to school, the quicker you confront your fears, and the quicker you're helped to do that, the better, because the longer you're out of school...
I'm not necessarily saying you're one, but not if we have an army of counsellors saying that the child is phobic.
I don't... ironically, the best treatment for school phobia is to help the child confront the fear and get back to school. And what's required is a careful assessment of what the problems are at home and at school, to take practical measures to support the child, but get them back to school as soon as possible.
Thank you for your time, Dr. Nigel Blagg, and now over to you. Mums and dads up and down the land, and guess what? You were a child as well yourself. Surely there were times you didn't want to go in for double physics, for games, for hockey, whatever it might have been. Did you have school phobia? Your reactions after this.
Thanks for downloading this podcast from LBC 97.3.
From just £2 a month, you can hear the whole show uninterrupted, as well as an archive of LBC programmes and stuff you just won't hear on the radio.
For details, log on to lbc.co.uk.